We all know this. Well, maybe we all don't know this. There's four ways the universe came to be.
Tell us what they are.
They are. One, if you've ever had a dream, maybe you've had the same type of dream as somebody else, but you've never had the same dream at the same time. And what I'm saying is that we're all dreaming this right now, the same reality. Yes. How scary. Nightmare. You're all having a nightmare right now. So those people are called solipsists, and even those people look both ways before they cross the street, so you don't give a whole lot of credibility to that. Next, there's the possibility that the universe always existed, and the simplest explanation I give for that is you see a firework go off, and eventually it fizzles out. The big word there is entropy, and I won't get into that with you guys, but it fizzles out, yes. There's not enough energy if the universe always existed to still have useful energy. Three, it came from nothing. And if I put an aquarium with nothing in it, which is still something, it's space, but we won't, again, get that deep into it. Nothing, something can never come from nothing. Something would never appear in that aquarium over an infinite amount of time for no reason at all. So there's only one possibility left that there was an intelligent designer. And allow me to share this with you. Colossians 1:16. For him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. The other scripture I wanted to share with you, if you turn with me or watch up here, Romans 1:19-20. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. In Psalm 14:1, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And we can see, we know, just from what is created, that God is real, and God is with us. So if you bow your heads with me for a second. Father God, we just thank you for this day and the blessings that you bestow upon us to come here as a group to worship you. We just praise you, Lord, for who you are, what you've done, and what you will do. We just ask that you come and take place in our hearts to pull us closer to you this morning as we worship you. In your name, amen. Please rise.
My heart.
treasures revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings. Oh, it's claiming indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars.
God that created everything that we see, all the mountains and all the valleys, pierced his bubble of creation and came as a man. And this man died for you. It says in Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. This valley of your life, at the mountain over here, you didn't even exist. At the mountain over this side, if you're a child of God, you have an eternal presence with your Creator, with your Lord. Amen to that.
See.
please be seated for a moment? I'm just amazed that the master builder of the universe comes to earth and he continues to be a master builder of human souls. And that process of sanctification is what I want to share with you right now, because everybody remembers Halloween, but by show of hands, how many people know what November 1st is called on the calendar? Anybody? All Saints Day, which is primarily a Catholic holiday, but I would like to share something with you. It was a handout when you walked in, if you don't mind me reading here. What are Christian saints according to the Bible? Answer: the word saint comes from the Greek word hagios, which means consecrated to be holy, God. Consecrated to God, holy, sacred, pious. It's almost always used in plural. Saints. Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints in Jerusalem. Second verse. Now, as Peter was traveling through all those regions, he came down and to all the saints who lived in Lydia. Another verse. And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in persons, there was only one instance of the singular use, and that is greet every saint in Christ Jesus, in Philippians 4:21. In Scripture, there are 67 uses of the plural saints compared to only one of the singular word saint. Even in that one instance, a plurality of saints is in view, every saint. The idea of the word saints is a group of people set apart for the Lord and his kingdom. There are three references referring to godly character of saints. Quote, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints. Romans. For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. In Ephesians. But immorality, or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Again in Ephesians. This is the kicker here at the end. Therefore, scripturally speaking, the saints are the body of Christ. You are all saints. Christians, the church, all Christians are considered saints. All Christians are saints, and at the same time are called to be saints. 1 Corinthians 1:2 states it clearly, quote, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy. The words sanctified and holy come from the same Greek root as the word that is commonly translated saints. Christians are saints by virtue of their connection with Jesus Christ. Christians are called to be saints and increasingly allow their daily life to more closely match their position in Christ. This is the biblical description and calling of the saints. And if anybody is Catholic or no Catholics, I guess I don't apologize for this, but this last paragraph here. How does the Roman Catholic understanding of saints compare with the biblical teaching? Not very well. In Roman Catholic theology, the saints are in heaven. In the Bible, the saints are on earth. In Roman Catholic teaching, a person does not become a saint unless he or she is beatified, excuse me if I mispronounced that, or canonized by the Pope or prominent bishop, beatified. In the Bible, everyone who has received Jesus Christ by faith is a saint. In Roman Catholic practice, the saints are revered, prayed to, and in some instances, worshipped. In the Bible, saints are called to revere, worship, and to pray to God alone. So, this is, I just want to encourage all of you that, not to feel all great about yourself that you call yourself a saint, but to humbly be called a saint, to know that God is sanctifying you day by day with Jesus Christ to bring us closer to him. Again, I just love the idea, these phrases. The architecton is the builder. He's the master builder of the universe. Comes to earth as a humble builder, builds human souls, and I think the greatest instance of irony in the world is this man that became a carpenter was hung on the cross with his own tools for the sins that we all are guilty of. Just blows me away. It's the greatest story ever, and it's true. That's just great. So if anybody, the reason I shared with the Psalm 23, the valley there, was trying to tie in creation's mountains and valleys with your life. And in those valleys that we go through, God's still with you. the high points are great, but respect the low points too, because we're all going to go through them. Whether it's financial loss or physical problems or emotional problems, God's always there, and he's blessed many of us in this church. And sometimes they don't work out the way you want them to work out. But he's still there. If anybody would like prayer, please come up. Someone would be glad to pray with you. My son trying to cheer me back up there real quick, snap me out of it. We watched a YouTube video last night of an anchor man trying to make a joke with the Dalai Lama. And really funny. He leans over to him and says, a Dalai Lama walks into a pizza shop and asks for one with everything. And the Dalai Lama didn't know what a pizza was. So he leaned forward, and you hear the translator going, and the guy's going, "Do you understand what I'm trying to say?" And it was just a total breakdown. He goes, "Oh, I knew I shouldn't ask this." And it was really kind of funny, but anyway. Are there any announcements? Yes, Marcy.